Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Money Course. We've been doing this course because we know that money and budgeting are one of the things most under stress for busy commuters and families. So we wanted to help give you some practical tools, coming from a spiritual perspective, on how to think about, monitor, and make decisions about your money. We're not experts. I'm not an accountant or a financial advisor, so I'd recommend that you talk to some professionals if you want advice on your particular situation. But we're going to look in this course at just some interesting principles and big picture kind of ideas we can think about. So we ended last week by talking about loan sharks, and maybe you had a little chuckle thinking about some movies that you've seen with loan sharks as these slimy characters who extort and abuse people. Maybe you thought, you know, that has no relevance to your life, that it's a bit silly to even talk about such things because you'd never go near anyone so disreputable that you'd never even imagine borrowing money like that. And you know what, that's true. A lot of us have probably never met a loan shark, maybe never will. But there are very legitimate looking businesses in our country, in our province, in our cities, that look like legitimate businesses, but actually operate like loan sharks. Lots of people think because they have slick advertising and nice storefronts and are all over everywhere you look in every strip mall, that they must be a good or at least harmless thing, but they're actually not. They operate very much like loan sharks, and they take advantage of people just as much as a loan shark. I'm talking about the payday lending stores that you see popping up all over the city. It seems like just about every strip mall has one of these. And they have them because people use them, and because they're so lucrative for their owners. It's because of stores like this that I asked you in the last day of our course to take a guess at how much you thought a business could legally charge people for borrowing money. What was sort of the maximum APR, annual interest rate, that you imagine somebody could charge legally? In my province of Ontario, there are laws about payday lending shops like this. And so it's an easy thing to calculate here. So pause and think about what your answer was, or if you weren't watching the other day of the course, think right now. What do you think, on $100, what's the maximum somebody can charge you for maybe a two-week period or over a year? Well, in Ontario, they've introduced a legal cap on how much interest can be charged, and you can imagine why, because some businesses were going way over this. But the legal cap in Ontario is that for a $100 loan over a period of 2 weeks, a business can't charge you more than $21. Now, you might be deceived into thinking, well, that's not so bad, 21%. And you might think, you know, well, a credit card is pretty similar, it might be at 19%. However, you need to take time into account. A credit card is quoting you an APR, an annual percentage rate, an annual rate if you were maintaining that loan over the year. But these cash money places, they're talking about a two-week loan. So if we were to take $21 off of every $100, and if you looked at what that would come to over a year, if you weren't able to pay back and you kept taking out more loans, it comes to over 500% APR. And that's the legal cap to what they're able to charge. You can imagine they must have been charging way more than that for the government to have imposed a limit of 500 and something percent. That doesn't even mean it's good. That's way over what's supposed to be illegal in Canada in terms of usury, in terms of preventing people from exploiting others through exploitative loans. This is an astounding interest rate. You can imagine once somebody gets involved with these cash lending shops, it's extremely difficult to get out. If you loan somebody $100 and you take 21 of that, they already have less money. The minute they leave your shop, they have less money than they did before. This is an extremely exploitative practice, and people are getting away with it, and people are falling for the slick advertising and using these places. Needs to end. Now they only get away with this because the loans are advertised as short-term. And if you take a look at some advertising for these kinds of places, you're going to find they're offering all kinds of introductory rates. But if you're ever going to go near one of these places, you need to make sure you understand every single term and condition that's being offered to you. What it takes to pay it back, when you're allowed to pay it back, and what the actual cost of borrowing is, you might be astounded at what they're allowed to get away with. That's why right on the Ontario government's website, it says that these stores, these payday loan stores, are an extremely expensive form of credit. And if you need to borrow money, if you absolutely must borrow money, go to family and friends or even a credit card first. Now, credit cards aren't a great way to borrow either, but you can imagine how horrible these payday lenders are if the government would encourage you to use a credit card before you use one of them. We're going to put a table up on the screen right now that shows if you borrowed $300 for 2 weeks, what you'd pay for a payday loan versus what you'd pay using a credit card. If you did just one of these $300 loans for 2 weeks, you would pay $63 at a payday loan store. And you'd only pay $2.65 on a credit card. Even at a 23% annual interest rate, you'd only pay $2.65 for that $300 loan. So this reminds us of the stuff we've already covered in this course on shopping around, comparison shopping. That's important with debt too. Don't just look at the advertisement for, you know, one of these cash lending stores and say, oh, well, you know, if it's $21 on $100, that's 21%. That's better than my credit card. Because you need to work it out. You need to work out the annual percentage rate, the actual cost of borrowing. You need to read the fine print, understand the terms and conditions, and really compare. Don't just take the first offer that's given to you. Even if it looks like a friendly offer, somebody loaning you money is never your friend. They want that money back with interest. They want to profit from it. And so don't consider them your friend, no matter what terms and conditions they offer you. They're making money somewhere. So here's a question for you to think about and hopefully discuss with some friends today. What's the highest interest you've ever paid on a loan? How did it feel? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.